Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Lovely radio show last night.
It was nice.
Lovely, lovely radio show. Did you listen?
I liked the light spanking that someone got. I enjoyed that.
Someone told a really horrible, misogynistic, violently misogynistic joke.
Yeah.
And got very, very... Do you want to hear a bit of it? Got very... Because that's the only bit that's recorded. Got very, very angry when I said, well, it's not funny. And then kept phoning back. One of those. Kept phoning back.
It was it's a person that I would like to refer to hitherto as a dictim, right? They say something dickish and then play the victim when they're caught out on it. It was that.
Robert
over
Sausage,
and over again.
Ever considered hiring a car? No, I can't. I have to own it. I have to have it. So he's told the joke. He kept phoning up and he told this joke that started with a line about a woman being stabbed.
Are you going to play the beginning bit or are you going
I haven't got the beginning bit.
Do you want to hear a joke about an actress getting stabbed? Who says yes?
And I just kind of thought no. And also, I would have thought no anyway. But also with the Sarah Everard story fresh in our minds, you know, if you can be doubly against something, that you know, I was against it. I wasn't going to let it happen anyway. But with that so fresh in our minds, no. Not just no. No.
Also, why do you want to tell a joke about a woman getting stabbed?
Because he wanted to impress me.
Everything that man does is to impress you, right?
Well, we don't know who he is.
Yes, we do. It's the guy that was ringing up before saying, why is she late? And he was having a conversation
with
me.
Oh, was it him?
Why won't he take my calls? And I've said to him in the past, why is it so important that you speak to him? Why is it so important that you get his feedback?
Oh, I didn't realise.
This isn't a new thing.
I wouldn't have given him the time of day if I'd have known that. Right, so I have to skip forward a bit. You're going to hear a bit of Dave.
As you know, my dog died last week, so...
Yeah.
That treatment had me laughing.
Off, but,
I think I can jump forward on this system. There we go. You seem very adamant to keep saying
why
that
would
you
I
don't
want
my...
Approval? Why you seem, do you make it all about yourself?
I'm willing to have a conversation, or do you just want to talk?
Well, stop making it all about yourself and we'll have a chat. Go on.
I don't think...
By the way, 3 years ago about pizza, that wasn't me. So.
But what I'm proud of, right, is that even a year ago, I lost my temper with
him. You bezicked him.
I bezicked him and I got quieter and quieter.
I ain't got a clue what you
and the ending is beautiful.
About that.
Okay, well, so then you've never done a funny joke then. Okay, fine. Well, then we know what we're dealing with. That joke is offensive. Some people in the chat are saying that joke is offensive. So whether you accept whether you accept that it can be perceived as offensive or not is irrelevant because people have found it offensive. It's misogynistic.
Okay.
Do I sound that quiet when the thing's going out?
I don't remember it being that quiet.
Okay. Okay. Right.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to hear what I was saying, but you keep talking. No. I'll shut up. You do your bit, and then we'll finish the show. Where you go? I won't talk anymore.
So have you never said a sensitive joke ever on your radio show or Twitch or anything? You never said like a simple joke.
Not about a woman being stabbed. Not about a woman being stabbed. No.
It's not about a woman getting stabbed.
It literally starts off with the line about a woman being stabbed.
It's a joke, Ian. It's not bloody.
It's only an imaginary woman imagining being stabbed.
I'm not, the thing is, the joke is, I guess it was in a pub, where the spoons know with a knife. You can do that joke without the horrible violence at the start.
I think the joke is that actress, Reese Witherspoon, no, with a knife.
Oh, I thought it was the Weatherspoons.
I mean,
okay. I got it.
Even when you know the joke, it's a shit joke.
I didn't know suggesting that. I thought you wanted to chat. You carry on. I will learn my lesson.
See, that's all you do is cut people and overspeak people.
Literally not there.
When you lose an argument, that's all you do.
He's watching now, by the way. Good evening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stop being quiet and go on. Go on.
I love it.
Be my friend.
Call that in. We're going all night.
Be my friend. Or at least accept that I'm better than you.
Let's unfold a bit, if I can. I don't know if I can with this. It's slightly shonky.
Do you know what this is? This is the adult version of little boys when they say, "What football team do you support?" Oh, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
I really want to interact with you, but I feel like I. How do I put myself slightly further above because I feel a bit awkward?
Offensive.
That's what this is.
Whether you, I can't drag it forward because there's a. Let me just try with this one here.
Like
this. Oh, there we go. Here we go. So we're at the end. Here we go. I thought you wanted to chat. You carry on. I will learn my lesson.
See, that's all you do is cut people and overspeak people.
Overspeak people.
When you lose an argument, that's all you do. But go on.
The ending is... I'm proud of this.
Stop being quiet and go on. Go on. Call that in. We ain't got all night.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would speak. But
yeah, interested. No, I'm waiting for you to chat.
If I thought you were interested in what I was about to say, I would talk. But I've tried it about 10 times, and you've interrupted every single time. So I'm
not talking. Go on. I'm not talking. Go on.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would put it forward. But I've tried it, and I've been interrupted 10 or 11 times.
I've literally given you the time to talk.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say...
Oh, my God.
If I thought you were interested...
Because you can't say anything back to it. You're trying to be smart about it. And carry on. Talk. I'm giving you a chance to talk. Talk.
If I thought you were interested in what I was...
I won't say nothing from now. Go.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would talk. But I've been interrupted 15 times now, so I'm not going to bother.
You can talk. I'm giving you a chance to talk. Talk. You just won't because, you know, you ain't got a comeback.
You ain't got a comeback. Don't need a comeback.
From what? From not wanting to hear your joke?
You've lost this one, ain't you, Ian?
Lost
disappointing, ain't you?
Combative.
Would ya?
Would ya? That
the one
like
calling with a withheld number all the time?
Ooh. You've lost this one, ain't you? Don't like it, do you?
It's not important for me to win against you.
Oh, you don't okay. like it, do you? Are we still live, or have you caught me on?
It seems important for you
touching
to win against
at this
me.
Point.
Yeah. It's not important for
is
me.
It, was it this quiet when you were listening, dear listener?
I bet you've caught me off, didn't you? I bet we're just having this chat off already. Well, I'll make you look stupid.
But you feel bad, don't you?
Is that right?
Listen to this ending. Magic inspired.
See? You can't talk, can you? I'm giving you a chance to talk and you can't talk. Oh, disappointing you're in. You can't come back, can you?
I suddenly feel like a police tape.
One ending.
Try and have a talk, me, saying I'm not giving you opportunity to talk. But I've gave you plenty of opportunities to talk. Are you going to talk?
This music's perfect. Thank you, Alan, for the sub. Gone.
Like this.
Beautiful. I'm having fun with that. I've been told that if we type in radio anywhere in a podcast service, it comes up.
Good, because I was a bit worried. It seemed to lead with the image and then not necessarily the words.
Let me have a little look. Radio anywhere. Let's see if it comes up on my podcatcher. Oh, no. No, it doesn't. Let's try radio anywhere, Ian Lee. Can you check on your... No, it doesn't. Can you check on your podcast... Jimbo, thank you for the sub. Can you check on your podcast service? If you type in Radio Anywhere, does the Radio Anywhere podcast come up? I tell you why. It was the old rabbit hole late night alternative feed, right? That's where my shows from Radio Anywhere, and when Kath does something, that's where they're going to go. The other shows... Nothing to do with me. They own them. We will have links to those shows. They belong to them.
And also, when we put out the best bits, the free 10-minute teaser podcast
it's
to
there.
Try and get people into our Patreon, it's there.
Have a look at your podcast catcher. If you type, it works in Spotify, does it, Doms? Okay, it takes a while to filter through, as we found out at Talk Radio when that bloke took over podcasts and couldn't get it to work. It comes up on Spotify. Beautiful. Subscribe to that, right? Even if you don't listen to it, it helps us because the live shows I do, we're going to put up there every week with the music taken out. The beds will be fine, but with the music taken out, they're going to go there. They're also going to be repeated. Oh, look, Turner's has done it.
Nice.
Whoa, we're next to Miles. No one's got that picture of us there. They're also going to be repeated throughout the day and throughout the week. There'll be a lot of repeats on that radio station. But get that. That's where the full podcasts are going to do. It comes up on Castbox and Box and Apple Pods. This is brilliant. Here's the other bit of news. From next week, I'm doing 3 shows a week. Monday, Tuesday, 10 till 11.
How'd you do 3, 2, 1?
You know he doesn't do it. If you watch it, he does that. Monday and Tuesday. Doesn't appear on Podcast Addict. Okay, it's coming. Monday and Tuesday, 10 p.m. till 11 p.m., maybe a bit later, like last night. Wednesdays, 9 till 10. It's got to be a bit earlier on a Wednesday because I'm going to college, my radio station, do what I want to do. So there's going to be 3 shows a week because I've decided I'm going full in on this.
I love it, right? Yesterday it was, what's the point? Today it's everything.
Short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine for longer podcasts, full shows and loads of other perks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.